Madtown's number one for hits in hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the afternoons.
Mono with mono, person to person.
It's just conversation.
One-on-one with Fusion.
Going one-on-one today with Kenya Vaughn. How you doing, Kenya?
What's going on?
Man, it's a pleasure to have you here. You're with 300 ENT, and you got a couple of awesome R&B singles that we've been rotating for you. And, you know, just it's a pleasure to sit down, and, you know, I want to learn a little bit about you and where you're from and what got you into music.
Great. I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So I see you're originally from Philadelphia. What was growing up in Philly like?
I actually was born in Philadelphia and spent like a year or two there, and then I moved like 30 minutes outside. So my family still stayed there and I traveled back and forth. So it's kind of like the same thing. But I mean, you know, it was definitely a beautiful experience. I learned a lot, you know, seeing trials and error growing up. But I feel like that's where my music taste definitely stem from, just the Philly area and just a lot of beautiful artists that came out of Philly that inspired me in many ways.
You have a really unique, I think, unique R&B sound, especially in today's age. Kind of more of a classic R&B sound, I would think. And, you know, and I think it's catchy. Like, your first single that we were playing was Overrated, and I really enjoyed that. But right now, you're about to release a new summer bounce here, you know, a song called Summer. And I'm loving this song, Where There's Blue Skies and Sunshine, the Summer Never Ends.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's a lot of great music out in, you know, today's time, but I definitely want to bring that, you know, classic R&B, that traditional sound back that people can really relate to and like feel, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
So tell me about the new single that you're dropping right now, Summer.
Summer is it's just basically how it just made you feel a little bit, just, you know, in that summer feel, like I'm ready to vibe. And I feel like a lot of people can relate, you know, more like in more ways than my first single, because not like just about a heartbreak or anything like that. I feel like a lot of people working a 9-to-5 and really like, you know, like when you hear the song, it's like you can really relate, like, this is exactly how I feel. I just want to get away and just, you know, just have a nice vacation and just really relax. And I feel like that can touch a lot of people. So super excited for everyone to really hear it, you know?
It's a nice short break from reality to take you to a happy place, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I like the single. You know, it feels good, and it's the right time for it too. You know, with summer starting out right now, everybody's looking to get out. I think this is going to be the one that, you know, hits the barbecue parties and, you know, the street parties, maybe a couple of, you know, it's going to be the turn up vibe for the summer, I think.
Exactly. I hope, you know what I'm saying, that's exactly how it makes me feel. I can definitely see it at the cookouts for sure. You know, back at feeling everything. So, yeah.
So what kind of got you started into making music? Like, what made you pick up the pen and start writing?
Honestly, my family is like real musically inclined. Like, you know, I have a lot of siblings. So I'm like the youngest. So just growing up, listening to them sing and just being involved in, like I said, my mom, her music taste, like Lauren, Mary J, and Angie Stone, just a lot of like the real soulful sounds, just like on Sunday, listening to that, cleaning up. Like, that's like every week, you know, in my childhood. So it's just like growing up and listening to that, it just kind of really curated what's, you know, my sound is today. So like, that's really where it stemmed from, like my household and, you know, growing up. And yeah.
How long have you been writing music now?
I've been writing for a few years. I started off when I was like 7, 8. So I started off writing first, and then once my voice developed, you know, eventually I kind of started writing my own songs. So that's how, 7, 8, I said.
All right, that's good. So you've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
That's cool. I also really like your song Overrated. It's a little bit more of a slower vibe, but I think it's also something really, you know, relatable to a few folks here, at least I would think. Can you tell us a little bit about Overrated?
I would say Overrated, I had Overrated for a while. Overrated, really, to me, is really, I was trying to like really create a story that like really brung out like what people really go through, and like, you know, I feel like everyday relationships where you feel like they're the one, and it's just like you're so perfect, and then it's like you really get to know them, and they show you their true colors, and it's like, yo, like, you're really overrated, like this is not what I thought it was. And then, you know, when a second verse comes around, it really talks about like maybe you're at a point where you moved on and you're in a better space and then they're like trying to bounce back at you, and you're like, hold on, like I'm over you. So it's just a lot of different elements that I tried to add into Overrated that, like I said, people could relate to everyday relationships. So,
and I think you nailed it with that one too, you know?
Yeah. Thank
you. It's a vibe.
Thank you.
All right, Kenya, you have two amazing singles that are out, Overrated and your latest single, Summer. You know, these are amazing pieces of work, but I'm wondering, you know, is there something more to come this year? Is there an EP? Is there an LP? Like, do we got more Kenya on the plate?
I will tell you guys there's definitely something coming, a little project for you guys, a little EP. That's all I will say so far, but it's definitely something coming soon for you guys. So if you're loving Overrated Summer, just stay tuned. It's way more to come.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to see what it brings. If anybody is unfamiliar with you, Kenya, what's the best way that somebody could tap in with your movement and find all things Kenya Vaughn?
Just tap into my social medias, my YouTube, my Instagram, my Twitter, everything. I'm more connected on, you know, YouTube and Instagram. But also, you know, if you want that real intimate feel, maybe check out one of my live performances. So yeah, catch me at my next show. And yeah, that's what I would say.
Where do you got some shows coming up at? Where can you be seen and heard? You got anything on the books right now?
I feel like the next one is more so in like June-ish.
Okay.
For my Philly natives, if y'all want to pop out at the Roots Picnic, y'all should be seeing me there. I might pop out on stage for y'all, so y'all can see me at the Roots Picnic in June.
I'm going to link y'all up. You know, my team, Violator All-Star DJs, we have an office in Philadelphia where DJ Reds and DJ Supa host Dash Radio and do content there. And I'll link y'all up with them, and they're in Philly. I'm sure they can get right down and come and check you out and have you come up to our studio there in Philly too.
Dope. I really would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll get all that info to Kevin. One last question for you, Kenya, and then I'll let you get back on your day. I support a ton of independent music. I have an all indie music showcase on the weekends, and I was wondering if you, Kenya Vaughn, can you maybe pass on any advice to up and coming artists that may help them to level up their game and get like you?
Well, I really want to say that everyone's, you know, moving on their own pace, so never compare yourself to anyone else, and just know that just keep going, you know, because you never know, like, that next day it could really be that takeoff day. So just keep going and believe in yourself, even when you feel like no one else does, and you're going to make it no matter what. If you believe in yourself, you know, it's already written in the works, you know. So that's
real advice, though. That's real advice. I can dig that.
Thanks.
You know, so y'all need to tune in with Kenya Vaughn. You can find her on Instagram and Twitter at Kenya Vaughn, and you need to stream and download and buy this new single, Summer, y'all. This is the vibe to turn up to this summer.
You know the vibe.
All right.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kenya Vaughn, and I'm chilling with DJ Fusion.